Hey, Mr. Paul.
Hi, Ricky. How are you?
I'm all right.
Good morning to you. So I'm looking at your account here, and it looks like Google suspended your Google Business profile after the email verification process. The email verification process is something that Google's really just doing a beta test on. I mean, it's not something that they've been doing widespread. They've always historically done PIN card verifications, like for the U.S. Postal Service. They are still doing that. They are also regularly doing video verifications. Email verifications are something that they're still trying to work the kinks out of. And for whatever reason, yours got flagged. It got suspended. We have already submitted the request to have it reinstated and even to do a video verification if necessary. I know you're kind of frustrated, and we are too. I mean, we're not Google, but we are a Google partner. Everything we do has to be within Google guidelines, but, you know, sometimes they tie our hands. What I would be able to do, and your next payment is scheduled on February 13th, would be to push the billing out for 2 weeks. I mean, we'd have things sorted out by then, and your next payment wouldn't even be scheduled until February 27th, kind of give us an extra 2 weeks to get this Google snafu sorted out. Again, it's on Google's end. It's not on our end. As a Google partner, that we have to work with their back-end team to get things kind of Google compliant, to meet what their criteria is, as their criteria does change over time. And like I said, the video or the email verification is something that they're only just now starting to work on their processes and things like that. So unfortunately, if your account was something of a guinea pig for them to test out their system and services and it got flagged, we'll certainly work with you and work with them to get that remedied. Like I said, we can push your billing out. That way you don't have to cancel. I know you're doing this because you want the jobs, right? And it certainly would be our job to make sure that you're getting those phone calls. We would like to be able to have the chance to earn your business. I'd be more than happy to push your billing out 2 weeks to get this this part of it started and settled in. Once this is done, it's just, you know, all firing on all cylinders. Everything's going. We've already created all the content necessary for you to be on that first page. We just have to make sure that Google does recognize you as an active business in the local area.
Okay. Let's say you guys might leave my first job within before this month is out, or or soon everything comes together.
Right.
Would I be able to make payments ahead? Like, make say if I want to pay 2 months ahead, would I be able to do that?
Yeah, you can always do that. In fact, we do have a 3 month kind of subscription, and it's $700. So you have paid $398 right now. If you wanted to, I'm trying to do the math here in my head. Maybe I need more coffee. I just want to get you the exact amount. So for the next 2 months, it would be $302. That's the difference between the $700 three-month contract and what you've already paid. So it's like $150 a month or something like that, because you've already made the initial investment. And it would still start on the 27th of February, which would be when your next payment would be scheduled. So, you know, if you wanted to contact us prior to February 27th, when it would default to going month to month at $299, we could process the remaining payment, and then that would have you good through February, March, April 27th, and then you can always renew a three-month contract. You could do a six-month contract, which is $1,300, save you an extra $100. 1 year is $2,500. So the longer the term, the more you save. But obviously, we want to make sure that you're satisfied with the service. But by February 27th, if you wanted to go ahead and you know, kind of sign up for two more months, then you would be able to do that. And again, it would be at that point in time just $302 for the remaining 2 months of that three-month contract.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So, you know, I was talking with Joyce, and then I spoke briefly with her manager and on the other side, you know, the one that deals directly with Google and gets everything set up. So we already have submitted the request. We've already got the process started to do a video verification, and hopefully that is something that Google is a little bit more familiar with. I mean, a lot of their processes are automated. So if the AI catches a little glitch or something, instead of trying to figure out how to fix it, it just flags everything and suspends everything. So we're working directly with Google's back-end team, which means human beings that will, I think, schedule a video verification process to get that set up and squared away.
Okay. Your team, man, I'd be happy with three jobs, man. Not three jobs like
exactly
one this year, one next year, one next year. I don't need three jobs like that. And if I can get one, I'd be happy if I get one this month, one next month.
It is designed to be that affordable for one job to offset the cost of our service. And like I said, I mean, once we get this smoothed out with Google, I think you are going to be able to get the phone calls, get the jobs. I think you're going to be really happy. Now, I am going to send you a future invoice. It's not a bill that needs to be paid, but I just want you to see that your next payment is scheduled for February 27th and not the 13th. And the invoice that I'm sending you is for $299. But again, I'm putting it also in the notes that you will most likely call us before February 27th. Again, the remainder would be $302. That would be for 2 months. So, I mean, for $3 extra, you'd be getting a second month for free. That does make a lot of sense for you to do it that way. But we'll put that in the notes here. You're not obviously processing that payment now, so the invoice that I'm sending out to you will be for the 27th of February. It will be for the normal $299 a month, but I have it in our system that you'll call us back, and it's the remaining balance of $302 for the next 2 months. So the email that you're going to get, again, it's not a bill. I just wanted you to kind of see on there the future billing date of the 27th, so it's not going to be a payment scheduled on the 13th.
Okay.
All righty. Well, we'll be reaching out to you, making sure that we get the video verification or however Google determines would be the easiest way to do that. Maybe they don't even have to do a new process. They just kind of, figure out why the AI flagged your account. But we'll get it all squared away, and I appreciate, again, the opportunity to continue to work with you, work with your business, and get you the jobs that you're looking for.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Paul.
You have a great rest of the day. Thanks again for your time, Mr. Johnson.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.